This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. New beaver rules. Costa, Valadao team up on watershed health, and House appropriators debate USDA bill. California adds new beaver protections. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife has issued new rules on beaver depredation. The policy pushes non-lethal deterrence to resolve conflicts as much as possible. When beavers damage property, CDFW will recommend alternatives like relocation to avoid issuing a take permit to kill a problem beaver. The actions do not include removing beaver dams that clog irrigation canals. CDFW will issue a permit if an imminent threat to public safety exists, such as flooding or catastrophic infrastructure damage. CDFW reasoned that beavers help protect biodiversity, restore habitat, and build wildlife-resilient landscapes. Director Chuck Bonham defended beavers as a keystone species and ecosystem engineer, describing them as truly the Swiss Army knife of native species. The department noted it is committed to ensuring that humans and beavers can safely coexist. It has hired 5 new staff dedicated to beaver restoration work. The California Cattlemen's Association, frustrated by CDFW that they did not consult the group before issuing the policy. Ridgetop to River Mouth legislation. Representatives Jim Costa and Republican David Valadao have filed 2 bills to increase funding for conservation programs and to improve water quality in the San Joaquin Valley. The legislation would revive a 2018 Farm Bill program that never gained funding. The Source Water Protection Program was designed to foster public-private partnership between agriculture producers, businesses, communities, and the Forest Service to improve forest and watershed health. One bill would boost funding, expand eligibility to water districts, and increase the federal cost share. The other would offer a rent and cost share assistance for ag communities. The lawmakers assert the bills would improve watersheds, build resiliency, and ensure rural communities have access to clean and reliable water. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House Appropriations debates USDA bill. The House Appropriations Committee today will take up a fiscal 23 funding bill for USDA and the FDA delayed during the negotiations over the debt ceiling. The measure will face strong opposition from Democrats in part because it would claw back $3.75 billion in clean energy funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act and rescind $2 billion in loan forgiveness. The bill also would be funded in part by restricting Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation. The provision would reinstate a restriction Republicans lifted so that then-President Donald Trump could compensate farmers for his trade war with China. Now keep this in mind. The legislation is dead on arrival in the Democratic-controlled Senate, if only because of the way it's funded. The new fiscal year starts October 1. By the way, ahead of today's committee debate, the National Farmers Union and the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition and 100 other groups appealed to the panel to ditch a policy rider that would bar USDA from implementing new rules addressing competition in the livestock and poultry sectors. FDA to make front-of-package labeling announcement today. The Food and Drug Administration plans to make an announcement today on front of package labeling, according to an FDA official yesterday. Steve Musser, Deputy Director for Scientific Operations at FDA Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, told the Institute for the Advancement of Food and Nutrition Services summer meeting at the National Press Club that FDA is working on developing a front-of-package labeling system to clearly and concisely indicate the healthy attributes of food. Musser also said FDA is in the final stages of selecting someone for the new position of Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods who would oversee a unified foods program. He added that he anticipates FDA will consider approving more cell-cultured products. Two have been approved thus far. Rural water leader testifies on need to protect against cyber attacks. Most rural water utilities lack the financial resources and in-house expertise to defend themselves from cyber attacks. The head of the Natural Rural Water Association told the House Agriculture Committee yesterday. NRWA CEO Matthew Holmes addressed the panel following attacks on water facilities in both California and Florida. Earlier this month, Representatives Don Davis, a North Carolina Democrat, Zach Nunn, an Iowa Republican, both introduced the Cybersecurity for Rural Water Systems Act of 2023. It would provide cybersecurity technical assistance and authorize funding to hire a cybersecurity circuit rider for all 50 states. Rural communities are vulnerable and not prepared to address cyber threats, Holmes said. NRWA believes it should be a shared responsibility to assist those smaller facilities. Republican governors urge support for EATS Act to counter Proposition 12. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen led a coalition of 11 states representing more than half of the country's pork production in writing a letter to congressional leaders asking them to support the Exposing Agricultural Trade Suppression Act. That bill would uphold the Commerce Clause of the Constitution, preventing states from impeding interstate agriculture trade in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to uphold California's Proposition 12, Reynolds' office said. Reynolds said, quote, California's onerous requirement will pass the buck to American consumers, worsening the inflationary crisis gripping our economy. Iowa's pork producers use science-based techniques to help feed America and the world. California's activist-drafted requirements will have a dramatic negative effect on those facing food insecurity. It's time for Congress to use their power and allow pork producers around the country to do what they do best. Coming up, Jackie Fatka will have a report on how pork producers plan to comply with Proposition 12. That's in this week's AgriPulse newsletter. Grocery prices were up slightly in May. Supermarket prices rose 0.1% in May, despite declines in prices for dairy, eggs, and some other products. That according to the latest Consumer Price Index. Grocery prices had dropped 0.2% in April, 0.3% in March, but the cost of eating at home is now up 5.8% over the past 12 months. The overall CPI rose 0.1% in May, driven by housing costs and higher prices for cars, the Bureau of Labor Statistics said yesterday. CPI is up 4% year over year. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Here's today's He Said It. Water is the lifeblood of the Central Valley. That California GOP Representative David Bonadio. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.